I know there are folks who think, well, you know, all that debt has been repaid, and they'll say that's what welfare was, and that's what affirmative action was. Of course, most welfare recipients were never people of color, and the benefits that people of color have been able to receive through social income support programs, A, only go to poor people, and there are plenty of non-poor folks of color who have also been robbed of opportunity by racism, and B, it's really a pittance financially and economically. None of those programs have ever been even intended to end the poverty of poor people. They've always been intended to keep folks alive just long enough for them to continue working, not really to keep them from being poor. So you can't even think of it as some form of reparations effort. Affirmative action was always quite minor, really only had about 10 to 12 years of it before the courts and legislatures began to chip away at it and many institutions began to cut it back. So we've done very little in the way of real substantive compensation or recompense or restitution or reparation or whatever we want to call it. Meanwhile, our government has done huge amounts of economic intervention on behalf of white folks, whether it was the Homestead Act that gave out 240 million acres of virtually free land to white folks, the FHA and the VA loans for houses, which for the first 30 years were almost only allowed for white families, the GI Bill, the disproportionate benefits of which went to white GIs, black and brown GIs often blocked from using them. All of that was done by the government on behalf of whites. I think we need to think about ways to do at least as much for those of color who were denied access to those previous efforts.